Ezra's Hashem Beli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moyer of David Zvi of Yosef, and for a continued four shlema for David Meir Ben Mendel. Today's daf is Ksubas Daf Lamed Tes. I'm sitting on LL Flight 011, and I am going to try to record this before we take off. I don't know if I'll be successful or not, and I don't even know if I'll be able to upload it. Yesterday's daf, we said that it's possible for a girl who's 12 years old to have a son, and maybe according to Rabbi Akiva, if the girl dies, her son is going to inherit the knas. Asks the Gemara, is it really possible for a 12-year-old to have a child? Umi ma'abra, one of the very top words of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Can a 12-year-old really have a child? V'atani Rav Bibi Kameh de Rav Nachman, Shalosh Nashim Shamshos Memoch. Shalosh Nashim Shamshos Memoch. There are three types of women. when they have relations, they use a sponge, an IUD for birth control, the Elohim. Ketana umu beris meinika, a girl who's under bas mitzvah, a girl who's pregnant, or a girl who is nursing. Ketana shemet tisabe v'tamos, a girl who's under 12, we're afraid that maybe she'll get pregnant and she will die. Umu beris shemet tasa ubrasandal, if she's pregnant, we're afraid that if she gets pregnant again, it'll kill the first fetus. Meinika shemet tigmalas bina, a girl who is nursing, we're afraid maybe if she gets pregnant again, she's going to put all of her effort and attention into the baby, and she will no longer have any milk for the baby that she's currently nursing, and that baby's going to die. Says the Gemara, Ve'ezo iktana, mipas achas seshon v'yomechad, ad shteim seshon v'yomechad. The ktana that we're talking about is from 11 to 12. Pachas mikan, less than 11, v'yeser alken, or more than 12, mishameshes g'daka v'olechas. There's no problem. She doesn't have to use birth control. Divrei Rav Meir. Less than that, she's not going to get pregnant at all. And more than that, she's not going to die. Divrei Rav Meir, the baby's not going to die. The Chachamorim, achazu v'achazu, the Chacham say no. Whether she's 11 or she's 12, mishamesh is kedaka v'holeches. U'min hashamayim irachamu. Mishim shenemar p'shomer p'sayim Hashem. Hashem will have mercy on her, he'll take care of her. The Pasuk says Hashem protects the fools. This is the pasuk that Ramesha Feinstein writes in his Chuvas. He doesn't hold it usher to smoke because Shomer Pesach Hashem, Hashem will protect the fools. Many assume that nowadays, if he knew the statistics now, he wouldn't say this anymore. At any rate, it's clear in the Brisa that it's impossible for a katana to get pregnant and have a child, because until 11 she can't get pregnant at all, and from 11 to 12 she's going to die. So she'll never, right after she gets pregnant, she'll die. So it's impossible for a girl who's between 12 and 12 and a half to have a child. Maybe the Nara between 12 and 12 and a half got pregnant. And she gave birth when she was still a Nara. So the Gemara says that's impossible also. But she said, in a 6-month period, you can't give birth. A Nara is only 6 months, so she can't get pregnant and have the child within 6 months. That maybe sometimes it could be more than 6 months, can't be less than 6 months, but sometimes a Nara could be more than 6 months until she gets the siman of being a Bulgaris. It's Dafka 6. So says the Gemara, you're right. That wasn't Rava's question. When Rava's question of Yesh Beger Bekever, this was Rava's question. If a man rapes a woman who's a Nara, and the father did not ask him to be judged until the girl dies, and now, had she girl been alive, she's a Bulgaris, yesh beger bekever upaka av, do we say she's a Bulgaris as far as the fact that the father no longer has any rights? The father, because she's a Bulgaris, once she's a Bulgaris, the father doesn't have rights to her. Because she gets her own, and now that she's dead, so she doesn't get it, and the father doesn't get it. And therefore, he wouldn't have to pay at all, because, as we just said, a Nara can't have kids. Odilma, ein beger bekever, maybe we don't consider her to be Bulgaris, for lo pakaav, the father still gets it. So that was the kash. Mar Baravashi, boy lahachi, he had the question a little bit differently. If a person rapes a girl who's between 12 and 12 and a half, and she dies before she becomes a Bulgaris, Misa Osa Bagris, does death automatically make her into a Bulgaris? Or ain't Osa Bagris? Teku, the Gemara says, we don't have an answer. Boimene Rava Me'abai. So Rava asked the question of Abai. Ba'alav, and it's Arsa. what happens if a man rapes a girl between 12 and 12 and a half, and then she gets engaged before the court case? Mahu, what's the halacha? Who do you pay? Do you pay the husband, or do you pay it to her? Because the fact that she got married, now she's out of the father's rishus, or do you still pay the father? Amalei, miksiv v'nasan lavi anar ashar lo arusa. No, even if she's engaged, you still pay the father. Says Gemara, well, tameich, hadasan yabal levin niseis. If a man rapes a woman and then she has nisuin laatzma, she gets the knas. Miksiv, so ask the same question. Miksiv v'nasan lavi anar ashar lo nisua. Says Gemara, you can't compare nisuin to erusin. Hachi hash, it's a faulty comparison. Hasam holu bagrus motzi emrishus av. When she turns 12 and a half, she's no longer in the father's rishus. Vinisuin motzi emrishus av. And when she gets fully married, she's not in the father's rishus. Ma bagrus ba'aleu bagra la'atzma. If a man rapes a woman after she's 12 and a half, she gets to keep the knas. Af nisuin ba'aleu v'niseis la'atzma. So too, if she gets fully married, so if a man rapes her, af nisuin, so too, if he's fully married and somebody rapes her after she's fully married, la'atzma, she gets to keep it. But if it's just engaged, so she doesn't get out of the father's source. When a girl's only engaged, so both the father and the husband can repeal her nedarim. So you see that the girl is still considered in her father's source, even when she's engaged. Okay, next mission. Says the mission. Hamafata. No saying shlosha dvarim. If a man seduces a girl between 12 and 12 and a half, so she agreed to it. So then he pays three things to the father. Ones, the 50 shekel for the penalty. I'm sorry. Hamafata no sein shlosha dvarim. Veha ones arba. If it's seduction, you pay three things. If it's rape, then you pay four. Hamafata no sein bosha supagam. And the uknas. Most of love ones no sein lasat tsar. But for mafata, there's no tsar. We'll see why in the Gemara. Ma benonos mafata, honos nos in tsar, mafata inos tsar. It's a little strange why the Mishnah repeated this. The Rishonim point this out. It's like repetitious. Ha'ones nosin miyad. So the person who rapes a girl has to pay the 50 shekel right away. Mafata l'chayotzi, and the seducer has to pay only if he decides not to marry her. That's what it means. L'kshayotzi, the Gemara is going to explain. Ha'ones shows about tzitzo. Man who rapes a girl must marry the girl. Literally means he drinks the toilet that he created. It means he has to marry her. V'hamafata imratza lahotzi motzi. But if a man seduces a woman, since she was willing, if he doesn't want to marry her or if he wants to divorce her, he can. But a rape, if you rape a girl, you have to marry her, and you're not allowed to divorce her. Ketzat shows about tzitzo. I feel he chigeres. Even if she's missing a limb, I feel he's sumish, she's blind. I feel he mukashchin, even if she is covered with boils, he has to marry her, even against his will. Nimtza badvar erva, however, if they're not allowed to stay married, al pi halacha, o she ain't a real love of Yisrael, or she's a mamzeres, she's not allowed to marry a Jew, ain't a rashi l'kaima. He's not allowed to stay married, tishna v'losia l'isha isha ru'oyelo. It's got to be a woman who's allowed to marry. Says the Gemara, what's the tzar that you pay in rape? Tzar demai. Amravu d'shmo tzar shechavta al gavi karka. That he throws her down to the ground. Master of Zera, Elamiyat, Chavta Gabi, Shiroin, if he threw her onto silk, Hachanami, the potter, Lechita, Machanami, maybe say, maybe she is Valtani, we'll enter the Brysa. Rabbi Shimon Yuda Omer. So, what are you going to say if he threw her on top of silk? If he raped her on a silk bed, Hachanami, the potter, Lechita, Machanami, Valtani, we'll enter the Brysa. Rabbi Shimon Yuda Omer, Shim Rabbi Shimon. Ones ain't a mashali mesatzar mipnei she sofa litzdar tachas bala. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Yehuda. So if the same tzar is going to happen tachas bala, clearly we're not talking about the pain of throwing her down, because that's not going to happen to the husband. Amrlo. Chum said, you can't compare someone who did it willingly with someone who did it against their will. So clearly we're not talking about the pain of being thrown down on the ground, because that's not going to happen by the husband. We're talking about the tsar that he forces her legs open when he rapes her. The Navi Yecheskel is talking about Klal Yisrael, that they opened up their legs to anyone going by. Says Gemara, Yihachi Mefuta Nami. If this is true, we should say the same thing by seduction. We should say the same thing by seduction. That there's the pain of splitting the legs. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman Amar Ravua, Mashal de Mefuta Lamad Avadoma Ladam Shaman Lachaveir Karash Yiran Shili Vipater. The Mashal Mefuta, this is compared to a person who says to his friend, here, rip my garments and be putter. Meaning that since she was okay with it, it was a seduction case, she agreed to it, so then you don't have to pay for that pain. Says the Gemara, Shali, Davoninu, what do you mean, rip my garments? A Nara belongs to her father. Elam Rav Nachman Aravua, Pikhal Shevet almost Mefuta in Latsar. That the wise women understand that a girl who's seduced, there's no pain. She doesn't feel it because she wants it. So that's not something that's considered to be painful. So there's no payment for that. Says the Gemara, "V'hakachazina de isla." Asks the Gemara, but don't we see that even in the seduction you do have some pain? Amrabai, armerly aim, kemaya chamimi areshi dekarcha. It's like hot water in a shower on somebody's head who's bald. That even though the hot water hurts, but he enjoys it because he wants to take the shower. Rav Amar, Amar li Bas Rav Chista, his wife told him, ki rivda de kuslisa. It's like the pain of bloodletting, where it's painful in the beginning, but you enjoy the bloodletting. Rav Papa Amar, Amar li Bas Abba Surah, my wife said to me, ki nahama kushad bechinke. It's like eating hard bread, it's like eating hard bread because you enjoy it, even though it's painful, but you enjoy it because of what's going to end up happening. You're going to end up enjoying the food. So the Mishnah said, "Ha'ones nosen miyad ha'mafata l'chshayotzi," that an ones has to pay right away, and the mafata when he refuses to marry her. L'chshayotzi ishtoi. What do you mean? They're not married yet. Amar bai ema l'chshalo yichnos. If he doesn't marry, tanya bihachi. So Amar Abaye, Ema Lakshalo Yechnos, it doesn't mean when he divorces her, it means if he refuses not to, if he doesn't want to marry her. So that's what it means. Ladies and gentlemen, Afal Bisham Ramafat Nosin Lakshalo Yechnos, Boshus Begam Nosin Miyad. We learned in a Braisa. Even though the rabbi said that if you seduce a girl, you have to pay if they don't get married, boshus ubegam nosin miyad. However, the embarrassment and the amount that she's worth less, that you have to pay right away. Both by the case of rape and seduction, both the father or the girl could prevent the marriage. Says Mar Bishlam Mufuta, Ksivim Yimayin Ovia, Ainli El Ovia, Hiatsu Minayim. I understand she could prevent it by rape. How do you know the father could prevent it? We want to allow the father also to prevent the marriage so that the sinner doesn't benefit. Because had he not raped her, he couldn't marry her without the father's permission. So here, now that he rapes her, he needs the father's permission. Rav Amar Kavachoma, Oma Mefata Shelo Avar El Adas Avia Bovad. In the case of seduction, he only violates the wishes of the father. Ben Yuvin Avia Chol Nakav. They can both prevent it. Onus Shav Al Das Avia Val Das Atzma. Lo Kol Shkains Assault by Rape should be Kavachoma. Rav Lo Amar Kabai Kavin to Kam Mishalim Lav Chotin Iskaru. Rav says Shkain Kam Mishalim Knas. Since he's paying, he's not considered to be a Chotin Iskar. Abai Lo Amar Karava Mefata Dei Umatzi Ma'akev. In the case of where even the seducer himself could refuse the marriage, so via nami matzimakev, so the father could also prevent. Onus the ilo matzimakev, the man can't prevent. So via nami lo matzimakev. Tanya dechelent in another brisa. Afal bisha amru onus no sein miyad k'sheyotzi hu ein la lav klum. Even though the raper has to pay the 50 shekel right away, nevertheless, if he divorces her. So she can't ask for any more money. Kishayotzi mimatzim apale. He's not allowed to divorce her. Ema kishateitze he. If she leaves the marriage, ain la a love klum. She can't ask him for anything. Mace yatsa kesek nasa b'ksubasa. If the rapist dies after he rapes her, after he marries her, So he doesn't have to pay ksuba. Rabbi Yosef Yudomer Yesh l'ksuba man. No, she gets ksuba. Michael, forget Rabbanan Savri. Time might can run a ksuba kadesh lo tei kalavein of lotzia. The whole reason for ksuba is that it shouldn't be easy to divorce. V'lo matzim abakla. This guy can't divorce her. Rabbi Yosef Hanami mitzar la ad amr he lo be'inalach. She can make his life miserable until she's going to say, I want a divorce. So, therefore, we do have a ksuba. Okay, I'm going to stop over here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.